Okay, so chapter 4 is entitled Reframing. Same picture, different focus. When our life is running well, we're achieving our goals, the tachon isn't much of a challenge. We have little difficulty believing Hashem loves us. The confusion seeps in when trouble drops into our lives uninvited, unexpected, and seemingly undeserved. Hakabbas HaLevavos concedes that many things happen in life that don't appear to be good. Our response to these occurrences determines whether the challenge will strengthen our bitachon or wear it down. By changing our focus, reframing the picture, we shed our fear or resentment and perceive that what has occurred is good. It is not a sign of Hashem's rejection, but rather of His love. The Kovas HaLevavos illustrates this concept with one of the most touching interactions a person can witness. A new mother bathing her infant for the first time. The mother pours all of her love and care into preparing the bath, ensuring that it is just the right temperature. She nervously, carefully lowers her baby into the water and uses the gentlest soap to clean him. The baby reacts by flailing and screaming. He doesn't have the capacity to know the bath is good for him and that it is being given with boundless love. He doesn't like how it feels, and that's all that matters to him. This scene, says the Kovas HaLevavos, is a paradigm by which we can reframe the disturbing occurrences in our lives. We can see God as our parent who loves us most in the world. Using this idea to reframe events in our life is a key to imbuing our everyday life with bitachon, as this story illustrates. It was a busy night for a certain community rabbi. He had attended a wedding and a few other events, and by the time he finally got to sleep, it was well past midnight. At around 3 a.m., he was awakened by a phone call from Hatzalah. There were an at-risk teen who needed to be transported to an emergency room, but the boy was refusing to get into the ambulance unless this rabbi would accompany him. The rabbi was very tired and asked the volunteers to tell the teen he'd meet them in the hospital the next morning. The patient refused to go without the rabbi, and Hatzalah said they were in his driveway waiting. Reluctantly, the rabbi got up, dressed, and went into the ambulance, wondering along the way, why is this happening? Why can't I just get some sleep? Why is Hashem doing this? Then he caught himself and reframed. If it was decreed in heaven that I should have to go to the hospital in the ambulance in the middle of the night, it's better to go as the support person and not as the patient. It all depends on how you look at it. The rabbi chose to see things differently, and in doing so spared himself hours of frustration and resentment. This is an outlook anyone can develop. We can learn it from ourselves and at the same time teach it to our children as an invaluable tool to life, as the grandfather in this story did. Recently, a member of our congregation brought his 8-year-old grandson with him to shul on Shabbos. The little boy heard my speech, in which I mentioned the reframing. On their way home from shul, the boy asked his grandfather what reframing meant. The wise grandfather asked the boy, "Do you like it when it rains?" The boy replied that he didn't, because the rain would ruin his plans to play outside. The grandfather then asked the boy to think of something positive about the rain. The boy answered that the rain waters the flowers and causes the fruits and vegetables to grow. "That's reframing," said the grandfather. The boy's eyes lit up. He got it. He understood. Reframing is easy to learn. Even a child can master this life-altering skill. We could take away from here that reframing is good, but should be used just to help gain proper perspective. Every situation we have has a silver lining. Sometimes we're lucky enough to see it. But in those situations where we can't, let us strive a little harder to make one up, to figure it out. Hashem only has the best in us for mind. So let us figure out how we can try to keep that in mind and reframe every situation to be a positive one.